This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has a review of several recently released big DVD box sets. He says there are reasons to grab them now while you can.
This is probably the greatest honor that I've ever had in my life. There's not much I can say except it really makes you feel good. And we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. And now,
Don't Be Cruel.
That's Elvis Presley, the first time he appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1956, setting off a revolution in rock and roll and setting ratings records for an entertainment program on TV. 8 years later, also on The Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles did the same thing. Their entire performances have been available on DVD before, and they're only sampled on the new The Best of The Ed Sullivan Show. But the sheer range of this new collection from Star Vista and Time Life stirs up a ton of great memories if you were watching the first time around. I'm personally excited because finally I have a complete performance by Eric Brenn. I didn't know his name either, but he's the plate-spinning guy, the guy who's served as a metaphor of my entire hectic adult life. This new 6-DVD Sullivan set is only one of many new or repackaged box sets rolling out lately. Oh, did I say rolling? That reminds me. One of the new releases from Paramount, covering 8 seasons on 59 discs, is the show that gave Clint Eastwood his start and provided one of the most memorable theme songs in TV history, Rawhide.
Yeah! Moving, though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving, Rawhide. Don't try to understand them, just rope, throw, and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, Rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, let them in, let them out, cut them out, ride them in, Rawhide.
Yeah! Yeah!
Rawhide.
Yeah!
Paramount also is releasing other mega sets in compact packaging. Complete series versions, for example, of Cheers, The Fugitive, and Frasier. The reason, as with most of these new sets, is technology and concern. Now that more and more viewers are relying on streaming sites to find and watch old TV shows, the fear is that bulky, often costly DVD box sets may soon become a thing of the past. The studios owning rights to those shows are rushing to release complete collections, especially of long-running series, while consumers are still in the habit of buying them. And these are pretty much great deals. You can get Cheers for about $10 a season. But the best deal is binge-watching some of these old shows in retrospect. Frasier, the Kelsey Grammer spin-off from Cheers, doesn't just hold up, it glistens. Just listen to the way the pilot episode introduces David Hyde Pierce as Niles, Frasier's brother and fellow therapist. Frasier, by this point, is an established fuss budget. But Niles is an even fussier budget and scores with the studio audience instantly. Most comedy goes for odd couple pairings, but this time the humor stems from the siblings' similarities.
You haven't heard a word I said.
Oh, Niles, you're a psychiatrist. You know what it's like to listen to people prattling on endlessly about their mundane lives.
Touché. And on that subject, I heard your show today.
Yet another welcome set from Paramount is The Fugitive, the complete series. This was TV as film noir, with David Janssen as escaped accused murderer Richard Kimball, roaming the country for years in search of the one-armed man who was the actual killer of Kimball's wife. The episodes are moody and well-acted, and they all lead up to the 1967 finale in which Kimball finally catches up to the one-armed man and starts beating a confession out of him.
You killed her, didn't you? You killed my wife, didn't you? Did you? Did you? You killed her?
Yeah, I killed her. Why? 'Cause she wouldn't let me go. Like to claw my eyes out.
I didn't mean to hit her so hard.
It may not sound like much, but that was a huge moment in TV history. A moment that outrated both Elvis and the Beatles. It was a show that actually ended, rather than just stopped, and provided a long-awaited conclusion. Every show since then, which goes out with a much-anticipated final chapter, has The Fugitive to thank, including Breaking Bad, and this season, Justified, and Mad Men. Another series that ended this season, NBC's Parenthood, is getting the box set treatment from Universal, and it may be the most satisfying release of the bunch. This show premiered in 2010, based on the 1989 Steve Martin movie, but quickly developed its own tone, path, and following. It was a great family drama at a time when TV had all but abandoned them. And watching the children in this show grow up before our eyes is like watching the movie Boyhood. From 5 years ago, here's Peter Krause as Adam Braverman. He's coaching a Little League team whose players include his son Max, played by Max Burkholder. As viewers, we don't yet know that young Max has Asperger syndrome. But we do know that Max doesn't want to go up to bat.
All right. Okay, everybody, we are only down by 7. We can do this. You ready, Max? Let's go.
Destiny, come on.
Max, oh, God, Max is out.
Hey, not cool.
All right, Max, listen to me, all right? I know I told you to swing at everything, but in this situation, you got to know that a walk is just as good as a hit, okay?
Can someone else hit? Please, I suck. I'm going to strike out. Everyone's going to hate me.
What is he talking?
Max, listen to me. Max, listen to me. All right, now it doesn't matter if you get a hit or not, okay? It's a game. It's all about having fun.
I'm not having any fun.
All right, well, look, just try your best, pal, okay?
You can lose an awful lot of time diving into these box sets, enjoying the extras as well as the episodes. And the extras, most times, are found only within these DVD releases. Personally, I'd rather own the shows I like on DVD, just like I'd rather hold a book in my hands than read an e-book. If you're like me, now is the time to pounce on these box set deals while you still can.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.